News. I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Incarceration can put people into the system for years and destabilize their families. This spring, KAXE distributed a survey aimed at reaching Indigenous people who were willing to share their or their family's experiences with the criminal justice system. Jennifer Combo was one of those survey respondents and agreed to share her family's story in a more in-depth interview. Combo is 37 and her partner, Jason Gorno, is 42. Gorno is an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. These lands are near Belcourt, North Dakota. Combo is a Turtle Mountain Band descendant. The couple have been through the highs and lows of incarceration and addiction while together and also while separated. Both now live at East Grand Forks with their blended family. As a toddler, Combo's eldest son was diagnosed with a liver disease, which he described as challenging for a young mother while also attending college in Moorhead.
Alcohol, and then I was introduced to meth. I thought that was the answer, to be able to do all the things, go to school and take care of him, and until it wasn't. And it took everything from me eventually.
Shortly after his successful liver transplant at age 10, Combo's son was removed from her custody to live with another relative.
I really had nothing to live for and ended up homeless, living out of my car, and getting my first felony for stealing my mom's checkbook.
Combo says she bounced between sobriety and addiction until she and Gorno were arrested on the same day almost 5 years ago. During the raid in October 2021, law enforcement officers stopped Gorno and found large quantities of narcotics. Officers secured a warrant for their shared residence, which also led to Combo's arrest. Gorno was facing 10 years in prison due to his extensive criminal history.
Yes, it was pretty wild, but mostly the things I went to jail for was driving without a license, not be able to pass a UA for weed, you know, back then. Some of the harder drugs back then, too. Living on the res, you start drugs early. Back in my era, you did.
Gorno said his childhood was marked by the traumatic death of his father at the age of 8 and a stint in juvenile prison that followed running with a tough crowd. Like many KAXE survey respondents who were impacted by incarceration, Gorno especially experienced challenges securing housing after his early release from prison. After a successful completion of a diversionary boot camp, Gorno said he tried his hardest to maintain the conditions of his parole, but finding housing with his record was challenging. Eventually, Gorno found an apartment that accepted him, but it wasn't a place that felt like home.
The place I took is just like a slum place known for easy renting, so I got in there and put up with it. Like, I was never there, though. I had to settle there. I couldn't live where I wanted to live.
Combo and Gorno say they didn't have strong cultural connections as youth.
Raised in a time in a family and you just keep going. You just keep going no matter what. And if that means you have to drink or do drugs to keep going, then that is what was done.
She says even though she and Gorno had a rough start with their parenting journey due to their addictions, they aim to do better for their younger children.
We were able to, do what needed to be done through community resources and support and investment, reconnection to cultural identity, and just a desire to make it work and give them what we didn't have and we couldn't give our older children.
Gorno says the greatest joy in his life these days is his children. He works in Crookston as a mechanic. He is nearing the end of his parole.
The numbers were against me, right? I'm supposed to be already getting high at this time and back in jail and going back to prison and not finishing my parole, but I was kind of consciously aware about all these numbers toward me, so I keep it like a low-profile life.
Combo graduated early from probation, became a homeowner earlier this year, and has launched a campaign for a Minnesota House seat. She now works to help others navigate similar challenges.
I refused to become a victim to the system again, and I showed up in community. I showed up everywhere outside of my comfort zone to not allow the things that happened to happen again.
Read more in-depth coverage on this story and other parts of the Overrepresented Undercounted series on KAXE.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.